My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. I try to bring you the most up-to-date, relevant information on every single show, and I've been doing that for over 3.5 decades. I want to make sure that you stay up-to-date because things change. People ask me all the time, have things changed since you first started? Oh my goodness, I don't even know where to start. But the thing is, as long as I keep myself up to date and evolving and morphing into the new what's going on in the world around me kind of situation, I can pass that on. And then you'll have the up-to-date information as well. So tuning into the show Monday through Friday, 8 till 9 in the morning, you'll hear from the best guest in the industry, as well as listening to the relevant topics for today's world, the things that affect us directly today, the things we're talking about, the things we should talk about, and in many cases, the things we don't talk enough about. Sometimes we don't get motivated until something bad happens, I'm sorry to say. That seems to be a motivating factor. But I want to talk about them long before anything does or possibly could happen. I want people to be prepared so they know what's going on and maybe give them a little bit of a informational kind of steering in the right direction so they know which way to go. Remember to tune into the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting, my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, they're podcast and archived on my webpage daily, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can click on the archive icon, and before you know it, you can download the shows, whatever shows you want to listen to on your time schedule so that it works for your time that you have during the day. So we want to make sure it's convenient. So technology is awesome, and I'd love being able to have this as an alternative way of tuning into the show. Today we're going to be talking about, you know, getting our kids healthier, because today I hear from a lot of parents, and a lot of them at their wit's end, exactly trying to figure out what to do. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They have wonderful things for kids that stay healthy. And when you go to Stay Healthy, you can talk with them about your kids, you know, helping to get the kids healthier, healthy snacks, you know, healthy protein smoothies, you know, natural things for cold and flu and allergy season. They've got wonderful and vitamins and supplements for kids. So you can actually do a lot better for your kids going to Stay Healthy rather than just grabbing something off a shelf somewhere that you don't even know if it is good or applicable to your child. It seems like many times when you go to grab something off like a drugstore shelf, they're trying to fit all the kids into one category, and that's not the way it is. Kids are different. Kids have different eating styles, different eating habits, different vices, and pickiness factors. So being able to talk to people that can help you maybe pinpoint the nutrition for your kids, it's going to make things a little bit easier. Stay Healthy Health Food Store is your one-stop, full-service location for everything for you and your kids and your extended family and everybody around you. And they've been doing it for a long time. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 till 7, Saturdays 9 till 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Remember, when you go to Stay Healthy, bring your questions with you, because you're going to leave entertained, you're going to leave engaged, you're going to have better information for better dialogue, and your questions will become answered as you create relationships with these amazing people at this awesome store. like I said, they've been around a long time, in their fourth decade, so they've weathered it all, and they have learned a lot along the way, and they want nothing better than to pass that information on to you. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. Remember, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Don't forget to visit their webpage, where you can leave your email and start getting newsletters and coupons and information and all that good stuff. So I hope that you'll take the time to go to their webpage. It's stayhealthylasvegas.com. And of course, give them a thumbs up on their Facebook page, and you'll stay connected with them every single day. Well, today we're going to be talking about kids' health, and we're going to be trying to talk about some of the things that I know a lot of parents are doing. But I find today, you know, with the parents working so many hours and parents working sometimes more than one job each, there's not a lot of stay-at-home parents anymore like there were when, you know, my generation, even though both of my parents worked. My mother worked numerous jobs, but there were a lot of kids in my neighborhood where there was usually one parent that was home. At that time, usually mom. And, you know, my mother used to work really hard to make sure that there was always food in the refrigerator, and there was prepared foods, and at our house there was always cut up fruit and vegetables, and she would make sure that when we got home from school that there was food there to snack on, healthier foods, not always healthy, but for the most part back then pretty decent, because vegetables and fruits were stressed pretty, you know, intently back then. And, you know, we also come from a time where, you know, when your food was served to you, you ate what was on your plate. And it was just the way it was. It was a clean plate club way back then. And today they say that you, when kids are full, you should let them stop eating. And that's probably a good thing, because the quality and the kind of foods have changed dramatically. We didn't have the huge amount of complex carbohydrates when we were growing up. You know, we had a lot of fruits, a lot of vegetables, good amount of protein, little bit of starch. And today, when you look at the plates, there's a lot of starch, a lot of carbs on the plate. So if the kids are full, they're recommending now that you let them get up. The other thing is, kids have taken over, you know, the picky category by leaps and bounds. You know, they want to eat what they want to eat. They are driven in their palate by commercials. Commercials today are leading kind of the fight, and the commercials are winning because the kids want what they see on TV, fast food, junk food, and, you know, sweet foods and sugared cereals and sugar drinks and sodas and sports drinks and candy. And they want cereal that tastes like candy. They want yogurt that tastes like candy. They want everything that's sweet. And it's really an uphill battle, because a lot of times when you give in, you know, you're giving in to processed foods, you're giving in to chemical foods, and you're giving in to things that may taste good to the kids, but bringing very little to the nutritional table, if you will. We know today that by getting your kids to eat more fruits and vegetables, drink more water, and backing away from as much sugared sodas and sweet drinks and prepackaged foods, your kids will be healthier for it. It's just a fact. And we know that when you are trying to get them healthy, you know, it's a little bit of a different thing. You know, kids are obese today. And the obese category within the kids group has gone up dramatically. You know, there was a time when food was used as a reward, you know, for praise instead of hugs and food and sweets. And, you know, today it's just out of control. They also say that today kids, of course, have way too much TV and computer time and smartphone time, and their activity levels have gone down dramatically. It's kind of interesting. I don't know if you're from my era or not, but you may think and remember when you couldn't get us in the house. All we wanted to be was outside of the house. Now, take it, you know, if we had all of the advantages that kids have today, we probably would have been in the same category, but we didn't. We had to make our own fun. We had to create our own activities. We had to do things that kept us outside because we liked being outside. We liked riding our bikes and playing games and doing all these things. You know, all I can say is there's a lot of things that we have to remember, that things that are coming at us from so many different directions, we have to remember that kids today, you know, it's a different world. They don't want to go outside. You know, it's funny. I was talking to someone, and I mentioned this a couple years ago, and I actually just saw it the other day. You know, when we were kids, you could go through our neighborhood, and there were kids all over. You had to slow your car down because they're running on the streets and playing in yards and fields and trees and all that. And I see a lot of kids get off the bus in my neighborhood, but I never see them again. It's like they just go into this black hole somewhere, and they disappear until the next day when they get on or off the bus again. There's no kids outside. There's no kids on the street. There's no kids doing anything. Maybe 4th of July, you might see them out there in their front yard or garage. You know, they're on the sidewalk or the driveway doing some sparklers and things like that. But I'll tell you, I don't see a kid anywhere. I don't see bikes. I don't see basketball hoops. I mean, nothing. That just shows you that the activity levels of kids are more in their eyes and their thumbs than anything else. So what I wanted to talk about today, and I think this would be kind of interesting, is how nutrition companies have really started focusing on inflammation, but they've also started focusing on ways to get nutrition into kids. Now, we know that omega-3 fatty acids are extremely important. We know that they lubricate the joints. They're great for the skin. We know that they keep our body moist. We know that they also are very, studies now being done on inflammation and things like that. You know, many doctors, many cardiologists, many obese specialty doctors for children will have the parents make sure they get on a good multiple and they get on omega-3s. Well, let's face it. I hated fish oil when I first started taking it as a kid, and cod liver oil. I mean, it was not good. Today, it's, of course, it's so much better. But I want to talk today about the kids' omega-3s that are now available from Barleans, and you're going to love these. So they've actually made them completely kid-friendly. And I think that your kids are going to love these. Now, first of all, they made them fun. And they made the labels really fun. And I think that's important. So I want to talk about the first one is Omega Pals Sensational Straw Nana Flax Oil. So they're making it fun for kids to respond to. These are for children 1 year and up. These are made with Barleans' famous flax oil. They have a sweet taste and a creamy texture, and they're emulsified for 3 times better absorption. It's also a vegan formula. And they get 1,483 milligrams of omega-3 ALA per serving. Now, the wonderful thing is they're non-GMO, they're gluten-free, they're sugar-free, they're dairy-free, with no artificial colors or flavors. Now, to me, that's really, really important. Why else is it important? Well, kids need omega-3s. They need it for the growth, they need it for their joints, they need it for their skin. And because it's fun and it's delicious, kids are going to enjoy it. Now, the feedback that I've been getting has been absolutely incredible. And a lot of times people are really just not knowing where to go with the kids. Now, don't get me wrong. You could make a smoothie and put the high lignin flaxseed oil in there in the smoothie with fruit and protein and stuff, and your kids will love it and enjoy it. And I think that's great to do as well for those omega-3s. But if you can entice the kids to want their omega-3s because they love the label and they like the little strawberry monkey on the front, or they like because it says straw nana, and it's just something that's eye appealing as well as tongue and palate appealing to the kids, and that they ask for it, to me that makes it even more powerful in the message. And so that's really, really important. Now, the second one I want to talk about is Omega Pals Chirpin' Slurpin' Lemonade Fish Oil. Now, this is for kids age 1 year plus, made with ultra-purified fresh catch fish oil. Once again, the sweet, tangy, creamy, delicious texture, 3 times better absorption. It's got 540 milligrams of omega-3 EPA and DHA per serving, and of course all the other things. No fish burps, no artificial flavors or colors, non-GMO, gluten-free, sugar-free, and dairy-free. This is a little bit on the tart side, but it's lemonade, and it just tastes so good right off the spoon. Now, I have moms that'll tell me that they're using these different ways. The kids love, you know, just taking them right off the spoon. They enjoy it, but it's also nice for putting it in yogurt. Now, today's yogurts are loaded with sugar and just ridiculous amounts of things added to it. You're barely getting any benefit out of the yogurt anymore, but if you get plain yogurt or Greek or kosher plain yogurt and you put that in a cup and then you put a tablespoon of this on top and mix it in, you've turned that plain yogurt into something that they really will enjoy the flavor of. And I know people that'll put this in. I know moms that'll do this. They'll slice some fruit or put some berries on top of it as well. So you can really make something even better, and you can take this to the next step. Now, I have a mom that she chimed in on one of the shows a couple weeks ago, and then she sent me an email. And what she does in the morning time, her kids are not kids that'll take things off the spoon, because I guess they were very sick as kids and they associate it with medicine. But in the morning, they have toast. She makes an omelet in the morning, splits it between the two kids, a real healthy omelet, and they have a piece of toast, and she puts the Omega Pals on the toast as jelly. She said, they don't know. She said, they just think it's jelly, you know, because it mixes in with the toast. They just love the taste of it. So she says, I'm getting creative in my old age. And she said, I'm getting smarter. She said, because sometimes it is about being, you know, aware and being able to, you know, do the best you possibly can for your kids. So here's the third one. Omega Pals Lip Smack and Citrus High Potency Fish Oil. Once again, this is a citrus flavor. It's delicious. You'll see the fish on the front shaped out of a lime, but then with like little wedges of fruit as the fins. So it's really fun, and the kids really like it. So this is, once again, the sweet taste, creamy texture, three times better absorption, 750 milligrams of omega-3 DHA per serving. Ultra-purified, high-potency fish catch oil is the source. And then, of course, the rundown of all the good stuff. No GMO, gluten-free, sugar-free, dairy-free, no artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no fish burps, and the kids will love this. Once again, right off the spoon, or in yogurt, or in their smoothie, however you want to use this. But I think that there's just something about the labels that the kids really enjoy. You know, if you make them fun, like Barlene's has done, it allows the kids to be part of the process. It allows them to be, you know, involved. You know, one of my friends has three kids that are under six, and she says they ask for this every day. They ask for their Omega Pals. And you know what? That's a winning combination right there, if you can figure that one out. So that's really, really important. Now, yesterday, I had talked about eye health with Neil Levin from Now Foods. And today, I'm happy to be able to say that they actually have an Omega Pals Hootie Fruity Tangerine Fish Oil and Eye Nutrition. Now, once again, this is made for kids one and above, made with the fish catch, the purified fresh catch fish oil. This one also has Lutamax in here, 2020, which is lutein and zeaxanthin plus astaxanthin to protect the eyes from digital device use. So they've been able to take this one a little further, give you the 500 milligrams of omega-3 EPA and DHA, but also give you that Lutamax in there. So there's actually beneficial nutrients in there for eye health. And I think that's really important, because when you start thinking about kids today, those same kids that used to play outside and you couldn't get them in the house, when they're in the house now, what are they doing? Well, they may do their homework. I get that. But let's face it, they're on their iPads, they're on their smartphones, they're on their computers, or they're on the television. They're watching something that is, you know, being forced by them, staring at something, a device of some kind. And I think that we're going to pay the ultimate price, because I think that we're already seeing dramatic changes in our eyes as adults. But I think if you are really, really young and your entire life has been focusing on these blue screens and these blue light emitted screens, it's going to be a problem. And I think we're already starting to see some of it. So maybe we can, you know, force the fruits and vegetables, of course, organic when possible. Maybe we can back up on some of the unhealthy inflammatory foods if we can. Make sure that they are hydrating well, drinking water, maybe cutting back on some of the sweet beverages and sodas and carbonated things that they're consuming. Maybe there's a way that we could start incorporating in nutrients and oils that could make a dramatic difference. I love what they've done. Barlene's came out with these Omega Pals, and they've been a huge hit. But I think the reason they're a huge hit is for many different things. I think the labels in themselves is very eye appealing to parents and kids. And I think that that's important because we do everything with our eyes. And then, of course, the sense that really kind of drives it home is our taste buds. Because if it doesn't taste good, people are not going to do it. But they found a way to make it taste incredible. You know, kids are going to love this. I know the parents try it. They love it. The kids are like, wow, this is really, really good. And I've seen kids as young as, you know, 1 and 2 that they're giving these to. And the kids are smiling and they're enjoying it. So, my goodness, this is a home run. And it's a big category of our society. You know, for the longest time, we didn't have to worry about, I mean, when we grow up, we didn't get vitamins as kids. I don't think I took my first vitamin until I was like 18 and in college. You know, we had good food. We had good nutrition. We had plenty of fruits and vegetables, and we were really active, and we played outside, and we got good night's rest, and, you know, just we ate really well, and back then, food was food. Today, food is food stuff. You know, it's really unhealthy. You know, and even as healthy as you try to get it, our soils are eroded and the quality of the foods and the way that things are presented, processed foods seem to be the things that most people gravitate to, either because of it's more economical for them or maybe it's easier in today's world to open a box and add a little water, a little butter, a little oil and heat it up and there's your side dish, you know, and a lot of people still do not consume the amount of vegetables and fruits that they need. That are every day we talk about the amount of fruits and vegetables we need in our diet. And the demand has gone up dramatically because, and honestly, my take on this, you know, they're saying we should be eating 5 to 7 to 8 servings a day. I think they keep raising it up because maybe if people get half of it, they'll be okay. You know, people say, well, I can eat 3 or 4 servings, but, you know, I'm not getting to 8. I mean, I wish they would because they'd be healthier for it. But, you know, people are eating 3 to 4 servings of fruits and vegetables. I think that they're going to be much better off for it. I think if you eat more vegetables on a regular basis, you start to get used to having them in your diet. You feel differently and you'll stay with it. I just think they've been barren and vacant in our diet for so long that it seems like it's hard to bring them back in again. And I mean, I understand the struggle, but I also think that we need to start looking at things, you know, from a little bit of a different angle. So I love these products. I hope that you will definitely take a look at them. The Omega Pals Sensational Straw Nana Flax Oil, the Omega Pals Chirpin' Slurpin' Lemonade Fish Oil, the Omega Pals Lip Smackin' Citrus High Potency Fish Oil, and then the Omega Pals Hootie Fruity Tangerine Fish Oil with the added eye nutrition. I hope that you'll definitely take a good look at that. Now, as we're continuing in our kids show, we want to make sure that, you know, even though we want them to eat fruits and vegetables, we need to think about bringing in greens for the kids. Now, a lot of kids, if you were to offer them an organic greens shake in the morning mixed with juice or water, they're going to turn their nose up at it. I guarantee you that's because it's the way they are. If someone would have given me greens as a kid, I probably would have turned my nose up as well. But knowing that and knowing that not just kids, but adults in general are looking for something that might just allow them to be able to stay healthier and get their greens at the same time, Barleen's decided to come out with some of the things that can make a difference for the palate. Now, when we're talking about kids, definitely the Superfruit Strawberry Kiwi Greens Powder is something that is going to give and provide amazing amount of health for your kids, but also do it in a way that their palate is going to enjoy it. Now, this strawberry kiwi powder makes a delicious and refreshing fruit flavor drink with the antioxidant power of berries and fruits and vegetables. It's like a reddish color. It's delicious. It looks like juice when you mix it up. When you mix it with, let's say, cold water, and then you serve it as a juice, the kids think it's juice. And I have a lot of adults that put it in their water bottle, and they drink it throughout the day. And to them, it's got enough sweetness on it that it tastes like it's something probably not so good for you. But everybody else looks at it, and they think to themselves, this is awesome. You know, I love the taste of this. I love that they did this because, see, I don't mind greens. I can put it in water and drink it because I've been doing it for so long. I'll put greens in my yogurt and turn my yogurt green. I don't care. I mean, I enjoy it. But I'll throw this in once in a while just because I like the flavor. I can mix this in yogurt and turn my plain yogurt into a strawberry kiwi delicious. And no, I'm getting antioxidants from berries and fruits and vegetables, but I'm also getting a nice little taste on my palate. So this is really important to be able to get this in. Now, you may be mixing a smoothie in the morning and throwing in fruit and a good protein powder for your kids. Maybe you use water, almond milk. You can throw this in as well. It's going to mix with the fruit. It's going to mix with the protein. It's not even going to be tasted in there other than the fruity taste that's going to come through. But by adding this in, you can take plain yogurt or a smoothie to a brand new level. Now, I have moms that put this in oatmeal. Makes the oatmeal taste really, really good. They don't need to use other sweeteners in the oatmeal. So for them, it's really important. I have a mom that will, every single morning, she will make their kids a little 4-ounce smoothie. She has three kids. They all get a 4-ounce smoothie. They drink that first. She uses the greens. She puts the pals in there as well. Sometimes she even adds extra flaxseed oil or fish oil with the fruit and the protein. So they get a little 4-ounce serving that every morning. And then they'll usually get a bowl of yogurt. Her kids love yogurt. She will mix the pals and the greens and one of the greens in with it with the yogurt, mixes it all together, puts berries on the top of it, sprinkles chia seeds and ground flax on it, and gives it to the kids. The kids love it. You know, they don't know how good it is for them. They just really enjoy it. If she serves oatmeal, she's adding stuff to the oatmeal as well. She's gotten really creative, and her kids are remarkably healthy. And I got to tell you, you know, you really do need to start thinking about ways to incorporate this into the diet so it becomes part of the food and it becomes part of the whole idea of being able to, you know, do what you're doing and do it in a way that, you know, your kids are going to benefit, but then you get some peace of mind as well. So I think you're going to really, really enjoy this. Now, another one to keep in mind, especially when you're talking about kids, but you know what? I got a lot of adults that love it as well. Marlene's is smart. They know where our weaknesses are. They came out with the chocolate silk greens powder. Now, everybody knows me long enough knows that I'm not a real chocolate person. I would rather eat vegetables than chocolate. I know it's very weird. But they know that chocolate is a weakness for many people. So I've tried this. I've tried it cold. I've tried it hot. I've tried it in yogurt. And I tried it in a chocolate smoothie just so I could talk about it. And it's delicious every single way. So if you are someone or your kids are the individuals that really like chocolate, chocolate greens is the way. This is rich and creamy and delicious. And you get the benefit of cocoa and fruits and vegetables in here. This is an amazing superfood loaded with these antioxidants from fair trade cocoa and nutrients from more than a dozen fruits and vegetables. You can drink it in any kind of milk. You can have it in yogurt. It's awesome in oatmeal. It's great in smoothies. You can top it over your granola breakfast bowl. It's just good in plain milk. It's wonderful hot because it tastes like hot chocolate. It's so delicious. Couple ideas that you might want to think about trying. If you warm up almond milk or regular milk, if you choose, and you add this to it and you stir it up and you make it nice and warm and serve it warm, it is hot chocolate. I kid you not. It is absolutely delicious. And you just ask your kids, or maybe you ask your spouse or you ask your friends, anybody want any hot chocolate? If you serve it up, they're going to love it. All they're going to taste is the silky chocolate. And you're thinking, wow, they're getting cocoa fruits and vegetables in here. How cool is that? And they're thinking, oh, cool, hot chocolate. So that's one way to do this. Now, I have a friend of mine. She has teenage boys. She has three. I've talked about them before. She has three blenders set up in her kitchen. And she has these wonderful jars set up. She sent me a picture of it at one time with walnuts and pecans and almonds and all these different nuts. She's got ground up flaxseed. She uses the Fortiflax from Barlean's because it's already ground. Then she's got another container with chia seeds. And she's got spoons so everybody can do it. She's got the protein powder there. They can have their choice of protein powder, vanilla, plain, or chocolate. She's got Ziploc bags with all kinds of frozen vegetables and fruits in there because sometimes they throw frozen vegetables in their smoothies as well. These kids love making their smoothies. Well, one of her kids is a chocolate aficionado. This kid will put 12 ounces, and he's, they're all athletes, but he will put 12 ounces of chocolate almond milk. He'll throw ice cubes in there. He'll throw a half a banana, half a cup of frozen strawberries or raspberries. He throws chocolate protein powder. He throws in walnuts, almonds, pecans, throws in all the good stuff, uses the chocolate greens, loves two scoops of the chocolate greens. And then he throws in 3 cubes of dark chocolate. I'm telling you, chocolate. These are healthy kids. And he'll blend that up. That's what he likes. And it is chocolatey. But that's what he enjoys. And he makes it every single day. One of his other brothers likes the greens. Loves greens. We'll actually throw in vegetables and raw vegetables in the blender with almond milk and ice cubes. Throw a little bit of fruit in there. Use the plain green organic greens. And throw protein powder in there. Loves the taste of greens. His other brother, the third one of the three, is all about tropical fruits and berries and fruit. So he'll use the kiwi strawberry greens. He'll use a vanilla protein powder, throw a whole cup of fruits inside, frozen fruit, yogurt, throw in chia seeds, ground flax, all that good stuff, and blends it up. So if you're looking at him, one is green, one is chocolate, one is berry flavored and colored as well. So I love it because she said, I just turned them loose. She goes, I make sure everything's done. She says, I've got them trained to rinse out their blenders. She said, it's just cool. And they're teenagers and they love it. And she said, it's made a difference in their focus and their concentration. They're better athletes for starting their day in a healthier way. And she says, you know, it's great. She goes, even on the weekends, they do it. She says, traveling is a little bit of pain in the rear end because we got to pack up everything. She said, but she goes, what I do when we travel, she says, we go to a cabin where they usually stay and there's freezers there. So, you know, they pack up their little Ziplocs every day. They have a Ziploc bag. They throw in all their powders, all their seeds and all that kind of stuff. And then they label it. They'll take 3 or 4 bags each and then they'll take the frozen vegetables and they'll take their beverages and they have their smoothies on the road. I just think it's amazing. The thing that is so cool, that the reason that they've done so well is because Barlean's has come from the angle that palates are the driving force. Not every person out there wants a greens, green, tastes like freshly mowed grass, smells green. I love it. I love it because I can feel and taste the freshness, and it's emerald green, and it's beautiful, and I enjoy every minute of it, and I enjoy being able to have the availability of getting all those wonderful greens in my diet. I love it. Not everybody feels that way. People are like, greens, you make them taste like chocolate, I'll eat them. Here you go. Greens, you make them taste like something sweet. Well, kiwi strawberry. You know, and they've been able to find a way to do that. Now, let's say you want greens, but you still want a little sweet to it. You can think about the berry greens. Because the berry greens allow you to have those organic greens. It's wonderful. The wonderful greens, they're delicious. But the thing is, you get a little bit of berry flavor. And they're wonderful. So you get the organic berry greens powder and you get the concentrated organic green fruits, foods and fruits and berries and fiber. It's delicious, but it's got a sweet taste to it. You know, so sometimes once again, the palate is winning out again. And that's okay because we're learning along the way that we have to make sure that we are ready to be able to handle everything coming to us. Now, I've learned that these are things that are truly important. Now, I have a lot of parents that'll say, well, my kids are going to enjoy using these greens products and, you know, they're going to be, you know, trying to get as healthy as they can. And they're using the Omega Pals. You know, if I'm making a smoothie and I want to throw in some flax oil, some fish oil or some cod liver oil into the smoothie, is that too much? No, not at all. Because, you know, the thing is, most people are not eating fish 3-4 times a week. Most people are not getting a lot of good oils. They're getting a lot of unhealthy oils. You know, so when you can actually take a look at a way to be able to bring all this nutrition in a delicious, quality, high-integrity way that is, attractive even on the label and then enjoyed by the palate. And it's something that people will say, oh, I really like that. And they want to go back to it again. You know, you hit a home run. And I think that it's hard to find that today because, you know, a lot of kids are, their palates have become very, very distinguished and very, very, you know, set in their ways. And the more unhealthy the food, the better they make it taste. And by doing so, what they've done is they've created monsters out here. All of us. you know, the commercials have created, you know, these situations where, and you know, the funny thing is, you know, that the food when you go to these places never looks like the way they have it on TV. And we're just not smart enough to question it. You know, they make this food look so appetizing, and then you get to the restaurant or the fast food place or whatever, and you order it, and it doesn't look the same, but you've already convinced yourself that you want it, so you're going to eat it. And you know how many people out there that I talk to on a regular basis that say, my diet is terrible, I need to change it? But that's just it, because it's just words, because they haven't begun to change and they haven't begun to make a difference. They haven't done anything that really is distinctively making a visible or positive benefit. They talk about it. They say, yeah, we have to change our diet for me and the kids. The kids are eating terrible. They're gaining a lot of weight. End of conversation. Do you think it's because of the struggle doing it? I do. And maybe they've been unsuccessful in the past, you know, for whatever reason. You know, we have to make these changes. And I know a lot of people out there, you know, when you get kind of dramatic with the news, but you think about all these people that have died prematurely because of diabetes and because of heart disease and blood pressure and all these things out there. I bet every single one of them, if they had the chance to say, you know, you could go back if you would change your diet, they would do it. We know, because hindsight's 2020, and people are definitely going to do that. And they'll probably say, yeah, I wish I would have. I wish I would have taken the time. I wish I would have made the time to change my diet. I wish I would have asked questions. I wish I would have followed through. I wish I would have done this. You know, but today, the kids, the way they're growing up, I mean, obesity is a huge problem, and kids are unhealthy. You know, I have friends that are doctors out there, and they say that it always just blows their mind when they see a teenager with high cholesterol or high blood sugar, and not type 1 diabetes, but adult diabetes, and they're teenagers, or they've got a body mass index that's up in the 30s and 40s and 50s because they've got so much weight on their frame, or they're already having trouble breathing, and they already have trouble tying their shoes, and their blood pressure is already up, and they're kids. This is all, I would say, for the most part, controllable and fixable. But the amount of sodium and the amount of chemicals in the diet, it's making a dramatic change in the state of health of the youth. And this is the future. These kids are the future. And, you know, a lot of them are not doing well. They say that this might be the very, very first time ever that kids are not outliving their parents, that they're dying sooner than their parents and grandparents. You know, I have a friend of mine. She is probably 96 now, and she sends me funny things on my Facebook page all the time. And she had 6 kids. She's lost 2 of them to cardiovascular heart disease. And she's lost a couple grandchildren to the complications of heart disease and diabetes. And she said, as well as I taught them, and she's been a vegetarian for 50 years. She goes, as well as we ate in our home and all the things I told them, you know, for the most part, none of them now as adults are doing anything healthy. She goes, all of them are overweight. All their kids are overweight. They're all on medications, whether it's blood pressure, blood sugar, statins, and some of them on anxiety medications. She goes, they're all high stress. She goes, they're all real successful in their careers, but they're not successful in their health. And she goes, I didn't teach any of them that way. She goes, they did this, and as much as I try to preach, she goes, I've just learned how to not say anything anymore. She says, because they're not listening. She goes, but I've buried 2 children and 2 grandchildren already because of these free spirits and wanting to just do things their way. She says, I hope I don't see any more of them buried before I go. She said, but, you know, when we get together for a holiday or something, she goes, I'm amazed. She says, I don't, there's nothing I can do. You know, people have their own minds. They're all adults, grandkids and children. She said, but I see the, and she's, like I said, she's been around the industry for a long time. And she says, you know, I never thought that I would see this, that we would be so out of focus and so out of sync with the things we should be doing, knowing everything that we know, knowing the high risks. And she'll say this right out there, the high risks of heart disease and blood pressure and blood sugar and all these things and how they're interlocked and connected, that we would even put ourselves into that category of being so unhealthy. And she said, the youth today, she said, it's just frightening to me. She says, I go to events with kids and I go to my friends who are, some of them are still much younger than me and their grandkids and great grandkids. And she says, and I just sit back and shake my head as I see how these kids are eating. She goes, they can't do anything for energy because most of them are too overweight to get out and really play. She goes, they sit in the corner, they eat their food, they play on their smartphones, they play on their computers, on their iPads. And she goes, and that's it. They don't do anything else that constructively is keeping them healthy. And she said, if you look to the next generation, to the parents, you see that it's environmental. And I do agree with that. So when there are things that are available for you to use with your children as far as their nutrition, good quality multiple vitamins, you know, good quality availability of essential three fatty acids, you need to have these in there. But now you can do it successfully because they're attractive and they're enjoyable and they're delicious. And getting greens into your kids and something that they'll enjoy, whether it's the chocolate silk or the kiwi strawberry that kind of tastes like juice, like high C. It tastes so good. I mean, the kids just think it's juice. I have a friend that mixes it up and it's cold. And when the kids come home from school, it's in the refrigerator. And they'll grab the pitcher and they'll pour themselves a glass of the kiwi strawberry. They just think it's juice. They said, Mom, can we have some juice? She's like, okay. She says, I'm not going to give them any of that sugared stuff. She goes, but they enjoy this. It's cold. I pour it over ice. They enjoy it. They think it's juice. I know it's not. She goes, so everybody's happy. You know, and more parents are starting to incorporate things into food. You see them using coconut oil in the food. You see them adding coconut oil to the smoothies and mixing it in yogurt or making their omelets in the morning with coconut oil. And, you know, and rather than butter on popcorn, using butter-flavored coconut oil. You know, finding healthier ways to be able to appease the palate of the kids, but at the same time make a difference in their health. You know, during flu and cold season, you know, I have parents that give the kids the olive leaf complex. It tastes like a candy cane. It's delicious. Kids think they're getting a candy cane on a spoon. You know, so once again, are we leading with our palates? Absolutely. So we just have to follow suit. And I think that's what Barlean's has done. They found a way to be able to tap into the palates of America. They found a way to tap into the palates of the kids and to give the parents the tools to be able to work with those palates and be able to give them great results while satisfying the kids' taste buds. I think it's amazing. I love it. I never thought that I would enjoy these, but I've tried them all and they all taste good. I've done them all off the spoon. You know, because if I'm going to talk about them, I want to try them. And, you know, I've tried things flavored for kids before, and they're just awful, and they leave that terrible aftertaste. Well, these don't do that. I've tried every single one of them right off the spoon, and they are really, really, really delicious. And you know what's interesting is Wayne at Stay Healthy, his daughter, who's 5, she loves these. And, you know, kids today, 5-year-olds, they're picky. She loves it right off the spoon. She enjoys it. She loves the flavor of it. And that, to me, is a winning combination when you can have kids today that really enjoy the benefits of something healthy, and they just think it tastes good, so they don't really care about anything else. They just know that they like it. And I hate to say, but that's the way we have to approach things today. So if you can find a way to incorporate in coconut oil and you can get the greens into the diet, you know, have the kids eat more green vegetables and fruits, you know, I think that really works well. I have a friend of mine and she says, you know, Jeff, she goes, my kids love to dip their vegetables. And I said, well, okay. She says, but you know, the dressings have all these trans fats. And I said, so what you do is you use plain yogurt. You get yourself one of the natural like ranch dry mixes and you add it to it. You add a little bit of coconut oil to it as well. Try to put a little flax oil in there. Mix it up so it's really kind of creamy and just put it in a bowl and put it in the refrigerator and set it in the middle and surround it with all kinds of cut up vegetables, carrots, celery, broccoli, cauliflower, and just, you know, set it there. When the kids come home, say, you know, there's a snack that's in there. If you don't think they'll be dipping in there, you're crazy, because they will. They will be dipping in there, and they'll be doing it in a really healthy way. So they'll be dipping away. They're just going to think it's ranch because it's going to taste like ranch. But you know that you're getting vegetables in them. You're keeping them from eating candy and other sweetened snacks, and you're doing something that's going to make a difference for their good health. And this is just a little bit of it's ready. See, and I understand this because as much as I love vegetables and I love vegetables, I like fruit, but I'm not the kind of person that's going to like cut it, bite into a piece of fruit. I just don't do that. But if I come home or I'm somewhere and they have fruit already cut up and it's all mixed together in a bowl, I'll eat it. I love cut up fruit in a bowl. I don't like cutting it up and I don't like it. So, I mean, I end up paying more for fruit that's already cut up. Or if I'm at a really healthy breakfast buffet and they've got cut up fruit, I'll eat it. You know, but I'm not the kind of person that's going to grab a pear or an apple and a banana and just bite into it and eat it. I've just never been real fruit oriented. Vegetables, absolutely. Brussels sprouts to leeks to whatever. I love vegetables. I will eat bowls and bowls and bowls of vegetables. I enjoy them. You know, but other people are the other way. They'll eat tons of fruit. They won't eat vegetables. You know, so the great thing about it, now do I use greens? Yeah, I do. Why? Because I eat so many greens? Because I want more. I want all that nutritive value that's in those deep, rich green vegetables. I want all the benefit of that in my system. And I know it's good for my immune system. I know it's good for my eyes. I know it's good for my gut and my digestive system. So I want those greens. You know, I don't think you could ever get enough. Plus, on top of that, I know that no matter how good of quality of vegetables that I'm consuming and how organic they may be, they're still coming from soil that's heavily eroded, which means that in many cases, I'm not getting what I used to be able to get when the soil was rich and concentrated in nutrients, because the soils are eroded and stripped today. So I'm not getting the preservatives, the pesticides, the chemicals, and all that, but I'm also not getting as much of the nutritive value. So I want it fortified. I want to be able to have more greens. I want these kids to have greens in their diet. I want them to have yogurts with probiotics. I want them to have omega-3s. I want them to have fish oil and flaxseed oil and all these wonderful things that are going to make their bodies healthier and give them a better chance at better cognitive health and get those DHAs into their brains and allow them to start getting healthy and do better in school and be healthier for it. And I think that Barlean's has really hit a home run, another one, you know, with addressing the kids category. You know, when you see these, you'll think to yourself, God, that's a really fun label. It's fun. It's fun looking. It's nice. The kids will see it. They'll either like the lemon bird or they'll like the lime fish or they'll like the strawberry monkey or the orange owl. You know, that's what's on the front. They're character based. And kids, you know, they're really attracted to that. I think the labels are just cool. And when you have a fun label like that, and then you put a fun name on it, like Sensational Straw Nana Flax Oil, or Chirpin' Slurpin' Lemonade Fish Oil, or Lip Smackin' Citrus, or Hootie Fruity Tangerine. Those, it's fun. It's enjoyable. And today you have to be able to hold on to the attention. Because people lose attention so much faster today. You know, if you don't engage your audience, if you don't engage kids, you know, you lose them. And I think that's why their eyes are on, even more than TV, but their eyes are on smartphones and iPads and computers today, because if they start getting bored, they just change real quick to something else that catches their eyes, or fast-moving games, or things that just cause them to keep their eyes moving, because they lose their focus so much faster today. Those omega-3s are great for helping to keep the brain engaged and keep the brain healthy, and, you know, and really make a difference in how they're feeling. Is it about diet? Of course it is, you know. But it's also about supplementing the diet. And no matter how good it is, it's really important to be able to make sure that you have the availability of being able to have a very, very healthy foundation for your kids. Because like that, my friend, who's way up in her 90s, who raised her kids the right way, she knew that once they got on their own, they were going to do their own thing. And they did. How many of us, you know, came from households that were very strict with our diet and our vegetables, and, you know, we had water at dinner. We'd have milk occasionally. We would split a soda between the two of us, a little can. Once in a while, that was a treat. We didn't go out to dinner very much because, obviously, we didn't have the money to go out. Come from a very, very, I guess I should say, humble background. But also, there was always good food on the table. You had your fruits, your vegetables, homemade breads and homemade jellies, and everything was made. You knew where it came from. Homemade spaghetti sauce and vegetables from the freezer that came from the garden, and mushrooms that we picked and asparagus that we picked. And we even knew, you know, where the chickens and things and the eggs were coming from, you know, because I was raised in the Midwest out in the country. So you knew the food was good for you. But what did we do when we finally got out of high school and we went to college? We ate what we wanted. You know, we learned how to enjoy alcohol. We started eating fast food and junk food and pizza and all this kind of stuff. And what happened is most kids get sick because their body doesn't know how to handle it, or they gain a ton of weight. And you go home and you know, your parents try not to be judgmental because they know you're trying to find your way in the world. But, you know, they're thinking, wow, all this work I did to get you healthy, and then in one semester you can just get really unhealthy. But, you know, people have to follow their own heart. So I'm hoping today that because we didn't supplement as a kid, we started supplementing as adults from my generation. Maybe today, if kids start supplementing as kids, maybe that will be something they carry with them into their adult life. I sure hope so, because by the time they're going to be on their own, they're already going to have, 15 or more years of supplementation under their belt. And maybe it'll be a part of them by then, and they'll continue it. Maybe their diet will change a little bit, but they'll be consistent with their supplementation. And that's something that I hope for. Because it's not easy getting healthy. It's not easy staying healthy or being healthy. It takes work. And sometimes the other side of the coin is parents are busy. You know, like I said, they're working one job or two jobs or even more sometimes, you know, so convenience food has become more attractive because it's easier to stop on the way home and grab a pizza than to come home after a 10-hour shift and cook something. I get it. Boy, do I get it. But they also, on the other hand, realize that it's not the healthiest way to go. Delivery and fast food and driving through a drive-through have become a way of life. And for many reasons, one, convenience, two, we're just lazy. We just don't feel like doing anything. And three, the time involved in getting healthy. But honestly, if you prep one day, you can prep for the entire week. I have a friend of mine, and she's been on a high-protein, low-carb diet for a long time. When I first started working with her years ago, she was close to over 500 pounds. She had broke her back. She was in bed for about 19 months going through all these surgeries where she could not walk. And people just kept coming, visiting her, giving her food. All she had to do was food. Back then, there was not computers. There was not smartphones. There was nothing but TV and books. So that was her life. And when she finally got up and started moving, she was big. So I started working with her, and I recommended a high-protein, low-carb diet, which she's been on now for close to 20 years. And she's lost all her weight. She looks fantastic. She's healthy, good. She did everything right. But she preps her food after all these years on Sunday every week. She bakes a turkey. She bakes chicken breast. She grills her vegetables. She chops up her veggies for the week. She hard-boiled eggs. She makes chicken salad, turkey salad, tuna salad, shrimp salad. So when you open her refrigerator for the entire week, her refrigerator is so good that all you have to do is grab what you want. So she sets up her lunches. She has breakfast. She has an omelet every single morning with vegetables. She takes her lunch with her to work when she comes home at night. Food is cooked. She makes a turkey meatloaf so she can slice off things, slice off the turkey. She can do lettuce roll-ups. She does all this. She has turned it into a complete lifestyle. And she teaches classes on nutrition, brings people to her house, and on Sunday when she's prepping and they spend the afternoon with her prepping food so they learn how to do it, she's really just embraced it. Now, not everybody has that time. But the thing is, a lot of people can look at things a little differently. So hopefully some of this will click home for you. Maybe some of it will resonate. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. Closed on Sunday. Check out all the amazing products they have, but check out the Barlean's products. Get your kids as healthy as you can. Be well, and God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.